Welcome to Taylor Talk, East Side's version.
Are you ready for it?
Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of Taylor Talk, East Side's version. This episode is the story of us, and basically for our podcast, we're just going to be diving into everything Taylor Swift and going through all of her albums. This episode, we're more just going to be doing a general overview of Taylor Swift. So first, let's introduce ourselves and our favorite album and song. So I'm Jillian. See, this is hard because I always rank the albums and change my ranking like, every month. But I'd say like Speak Now or Red is my favorite album, and my favorite song, probably mine.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's literally Jillian's song.
In my head, I just said Jillian's going to say mine.
Hi, I'm Ella. My favorite album is either Speak Now or Folklore. I don't know. They like switch a lot. And then my favorite song, probably like...
Wait, I'm thinking in my head of one. Jillian, come here. I'm going to whisper it to you.
Oh, it definitely is.
Okay, just go.
I don't know. Okay. Probably like...
I know one too.
Long Live or Enchanted. Yeah, I like a lot of songs on Speak Now. And then, like, Mirrorball, The Lakes. Yeah, okay. Those are mine.
I guessed what? August.
That used to be my favorite song. I can only listen to August in the summer.
I thought you were going to name your car that.
Your car August?
I told her because I was like, your favorite song is August, and you got the car in August, so it's perfect.
My favorite song changes every month.
And then I told my sister to do that, too. So it's not original.
I almost did my car, Dorothea.
Wait, can I go?
Oh, and then you get to your car in the parking lot. Hey,
Dorothea. I'm Julia, and my favorite album is... I don't know. No. So it used to be 1989.
Oh, yeah.
I was just whispering to Ella.
I don't know. Speak Now, maybe.
Good choice.
I feel like I like a lot of... Oh, I like Reputation, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, not really.
Yeah. Okay.
Never mind.
Your favorite song?
Favorite song, Out of the Woods. Or... I don't know, actually.
That's a good choice.
Enchanted, I like, too.
That's great.
Great. Okay. So, I guess we're just going to dive into talking about Taylor Swift.
So Ella's really well-versed in Taylor Swift's biography.
This is all from just her brain. She's not reading off of anything.
Yeah, I retain a lot of Taylor Swift.
So she's going to be educating us on Taylor's
So do we just want to, like, talk about kind of, like, do we want to discuss a brief history
Just speak your mind.
Every single fact, spit them out.
So, Taylor Swift is from Reading, Pennsylvania, and,
how far is that from us?
Fun fact, Ella and I went to, thank God, I'm allowed to butt in. Ella and I went to,
We should say,
wow, this is too much interruption.
I went to the 1989 concert, they went to Reputation, and
we're all going to the Eras Tour.
So Ella and I went to Reputation Tour, at the Link. Like, a few years ago, when she was
at the Link.
And she was like, I consider this a hometown show because I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania. And my mom was like, oh, my God, that's so sweet.
You do the Taylor speech voice really well.
I think for me.
Okay, so, so she's from Reading. And basically at age 14, she moved from there to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue a music career. And she was discovered at the Bluebird Cafe in 2005 by Scott Borchetta.
So she was just performing at the cafe?
Well, she moved to Nashville with, like, I think she already recorded.
Yeah, she'd already been, like, recording.
She was, like, trying to get discovered.
So she didn't go to college or anything?
No.
I mean, she has a doctorate now from NYU.
Oh, yeah.
So then Scott Borchetta discovered her, and he was in the beginning of starting his record label, the one that, like, sold off her music.
Big Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Machine Records.
Who else does he manage like that?
He managed Justin Bieber, I know. I don't know if he still does.
Oh, yeah, he actually does.
Thank you. They're still friends.
I remember that in my brain.
But yeah, so she was discovered then, and he promised to sign her once he got his label started. And so basically her first, I think, was it her first, was Teardrops My Guitar first single or Tim
McGraw?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
No, it was Tim McGraw.
Yeah, so Tim McGraw came out. That was like a big country hit. And then same thing with Teardrops on My Guitar. So they both like topped the country charts.
And Taylor Swift is her real name.
Thank you for sharing. I don't think anyone thought it was. Taylor
Allison Swift.
She's named after, James Taylor, because her dad loved James Taylor.
Oh,
I didn't
really
know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
No,
oh, my God.
Oh, yes, I knew better than Ella.
The album's called Taylor Swift, but, you know, it's her debut.
It's her debut album. Yeah. So we'll refer to it as debut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also we're going to have, like, following episodes that, like, really, like, go deep into each album. So this is just kind of an overview.
A podcast episode for each album.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julia.
My hair's literally straight right here.
Okay. Never mind.
So then following debut, which was released in 2006, there was Fearless, which came out in 2008. So, and also...
Isn't that weird that was the year I was born?
But you're not born in 2008.
No, 2006. Her first album.
Yeah, I wanted in debut. Yeah. So it's Jillian.
Yeah, You weren't alive. When did it come out? What month?
I have no idea.
How do you not know this, Ella?
Sorry.
Of debut. Yeah, I'm going
to keep talking.
2006?
Okay. Yeah.
I can assure you I was alive.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't in February.
It could have been January, actually.
I feel like
it would have been, like, in the fall. No, it was, like, spring, June, maybe. Yeah. Look it up.
October 24th, 2006. Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, man.
I was almost a year old.
Oh, I was a year old, guys.
Okay. Anyway, so then there was Fearless, which came out in 2008. And, like, what she was doing at the beginning of career, like, she kind of followed a pattern of releasing stuff, like, every 2 years. So
it was, like exactly every album.
So Fearless was kind of... It kind of, like, was about, like, kind of her high school life, like...
Yeah.
Like her as a 15. Teenager. Yeah.
But it was also, like, some of it was, like... It was, like, because debut was, like, all, like, her high school. Like, she was still, like, a normally teenager. But, like, Fearless was kind of, like the combination of, like... Yeah. Like, she... Like, half of it was, like, high school related. But then, mm-hmm. at the same time, like, she what's the word? One of her songs, I don't know the word. She did it with Colby Callie.
Oh,
like, she's like,
wait,
she's like well known,
but yeah, Breathe.
But like, what am I trying? She like collaborated with her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like in that album, you also have like one of her number one hits, like "You Belong with Me."
Yeah,
Love Story. What do you think is more popular?
I was always thinking about like what do you think all the popular song is. I think
no, it's Shake It Off.
I think Shake It Off.
No, Shake It Off is the most. But and I think between those two, like,
because
like "You Belong with Me" is like my first favorite song.
I know, same
ever. My mom used to walk up to me and like I'd be singing "You Belong with Me" in the shower when I was little. Like I'd always just like have it.
I used to listen to "Stay, Stay, Stay" on the Tall
I
Pines
love
band.
"Stay."
That's
Stay,
like
Stay.
Literally when I
just like, remember being in the car and "You Belong with Me" always being on the radio.
"You Belong."
Grey's Anatomy.
Edit. Oh yeah, we're on Ella's YouTube right now. Her whole home page is.
Well, no, that's not gonna say.
Yeah, but.
It can, no, the views.
1.3 billion views.
And does Love Story even have a music video?
It does.
Shake It Off is definitely the most. I saw a thing that said.
No, it is.
Love Story has 663 million views.
Yeah, so You Belong.
So I feel like that kind of gives you a good estimate, like YouTube views. But yeah, so You Belong with Me was like a huge hit. You have like that's like our first big music video, which
and I'm sure every person knows like every single like.
At least the core. They've heard the song
before. Everyone
knows
it. Yeah. Like, if you're a Taylor Swift fan or not. Mm-hmm. And then that's what won Video of the Year at the MTV Awards in 2009.
Sad,
so that's
guys.
When the Kanye West incident occurred when she went up to win, like, to get the award for, Music Video of the Year. And then he
stole it.
And was like, you know, I really... What does he say, Julian?
Okay, he goes.
get into the zone.
Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best albums of all... one of the best videos of all time. Best album... Oh, my God. Best videos of all time.
Uh-huh.
And then he shrugs and walks away.
And then everyone starts booing, but she doesn't realize that they're booing. In her documentary, she doesn't realize that they're booing
Miss Americana
him
Americana
and
Netflix.
Not her. So she was, like, really upset. And then that's when she went into hiding. With you
no,
even say
no, no. Julia. Oh you're 10 years ahead.
Yeah, that was after
literally 10
but
years.
But no,
later.
So this.
Wait. I thought she went into
Fearless. No, you're thinking of.
Wait, then why'd she go into
Famous?
That was when all the drama went down with Kanye and Kim, and everyone took Kanye and Kim's side instead of Taylor.
Wait. Then what are we talking about right here?
The incident in 2009.
VMAs in 2009.
Yeah,
her first appearance with Kanye.
Yeah, and then they've had beef. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was like ongoing.
So this incident.
Oh, I know that song. I made the.
Yeah.
No Kanye on the podcast.
So then this incident led to the song "Innocent" on "Speak Now."
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Care to play a snippet?
Big fan.
Okay, well we'll place a snippet right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And
can I just play right now?
No, because I'm gonna like put it into the.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so that song basically talks about how like she was so young and like this huge thing like blows mm-hmm. up and it's like this adult man is like taking an award from her. Like it was just crazy and that was like all over the news for a while. Mm-hmm. So then that happens. Then we go into Speak Now.
Yeah, so that's Speak Now.
Speak Now is like literally my favorite album. I love it.
I feel like it's not as well known. Like
it's, no, it's definitely not as well known.
No, it's not.
Fun fact. So
like, yeah, none of the songs on Speak Now are like.
Yeah,
like really like, except famous, like played mean. On the
yeah.
Like, maybe she sang like, at the Grammys huge. One year, but
yeah,
like,
not really though. Yeah.
Anyway, so in like eighth grade or something or ninth grade, so like obviously like I've always liked Taylor Swift, but like I wasn't such a huge fan. And then I saw this TikTok and it was like all her tour openings, and it was just like sparks. Like it was like her Speak Now opening, mm-hmm. and she's like drop everything now. Oh my god, uh-huh. it's just like
oh I know exactly what you're talking yeah. with the rain.
Yeah, it was just like to drop everything out, and I was like, wow. And then I just immediately listened to Sparks Fly, and I was like mm-hmm. hooked in.
That was like, I listened to that also on the Tall Pines Van, I remember.
That's it all it. Goes back to the Tall Pines it Van. Always,
that's where I used to play Pet Hotel. but I, wait, wait, I this is actually a really good story. Sure. But it'll take a couple seconds.
Okay.
So I didn't have like, I just had an iPod. So I thought that if I just continued playing Pet Hotel, because Pet Hotel needed Wi-Fi, obviously, uh-huh. and like cellular data, whatever. As I walked out of my house, if I kept playing it, it would work on the van. But every time when we pulled away from my house, it wouldn't.
Wait, that's like when I had my iPad that didn't have like Wi-Fi or anything. This is so off topic too. I would make Musical.ly drafts the whole car ride. Like I would like uh-huh. drive to like New York or Maryland, and then the whole car ride I would just make Musical.ly drafts because that was the uh-huh. only thing that lived.
You couldn't post.
Yeah.
Wait, one of my core like Taylor Swift memories from like when I was little. This must have been like 2008 or 2009 because it was when like Fearless and debut were out, and we used to like put on our TV like this like the Music Choice channel, so we just like play music. And
my grandpa
play,
likes
like,
that channel. Oh.
but we would always do like the current like pop hits or whatever, mm-hmm. and I remember it would show like the album cover, so it would always be like stuff from debut and then stuff from Fearless, but like I didn't process that like those are both Taylor Swift because like I just remember
she sounds so different in that.
Yeah, like, and I just remember this girl with like really big like yellow curly
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
No, that was like when I went to, well, how old were we, like 1989?
Like 8, 9. That was like third grade. That was
so like
grade,
yeah. Like I knew who Taylor Swift was just because I feel like everyone was just yeah. it was just like Taylor Swift, like who was your favorite
on the
singer
radio. Like, everyone,
it was just like yeah. Taylor Swift, like she was just the known singer. But I didn't really like process.
I understand like albums,
and I didn't like it.
Like, at the time, like on iTunes, we had to like buy every individual
exactly.
song. So it's like we couldn't. Like I remember when Reputation came out, like I only
I
knew,
bought
like,
the album though. Well,
like I eventually
songs.
Bought it, but originally, yeah. like I only knew like Gorgeous, Call What You Want, like What You Made Me Do, because
yeah.
like we could only like buy stuff. Like
Call What You Want was like the song that you bought. I mean, no shame to call it what you want, but like
I remember like it was released on iTunes like before. I don't know. I just remember getting access to it.
Yeah, maybe it was.
But like on Fearless, like when I was little, I only felt like You Belong With Me and Love Story.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was
Oh, and like all the 1989 is really popular.
Yeah,
like,
so popular.
Shake
yeah.
It Off, everyone knows. I feel like
well, that
style.
Was also her. Okay,
well, let's get to that in a sec. So
yes, yeah, so now we're at
Red.
Sorry.
Red is like her. That's like her pop country album. I mean, I feel like it's not necessarily. It's not like the biggest hit, but it like. The
no, there's popular
success.
Songs, though. Like, 22, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Oh, yeah, those are, like...
And I Knew You Were Trouble.
But
those are, like,
All Too Well,
her biggest songs.
Iconic, yeah, but, like, honestly, if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, like,
you
honestly
don't
know
No, the only ones you know are...
I
Knew
everyone
Trouble,
knows
22,
I, yeah.
and
yeah.
We Are Never Getting Back
but
Together.
But All Too Well is literally just a master.
They even made a goat version.
What?
Have you not seen that on YouTube?
No.
They have, like, goat versions of songs, and it's, like... We are never
oh
ever, and it's like
oh
and it like
God, I know
and
exactly
it like,
who you're talking
and
about.
It like what's the sound that a goat makes bah. Like it like does that and it's like we are never yeah
yeah
bah. Like
I
it's like
crazy it goes hello once with
yeah
never
yeah they have hello it's like yeah,
yeah.
It's like,
I vividly remember
Wait,
yeah,
I'll put,
like,
I'll put
like a
clip from the We're Never Getting Back Together right here.
Yeah, no, it's like we it like bat a boss.
Oh
it's crazy. I love it.
Okay, so then yeah, so Red was an incredible album that was snubbed.
Oh,
for,
also
we
forgot
Grammy.
To mention she won Album of the Year with Fearless.
Yeah,
but she at the time, I mean, Billie Eilish has beat her now, but she was like the youngest I think to
yeah.
won Album
yeah.
of the Year. Anyways,
so then you have her like most. Her biggest pop album, 1989. So
first, like, major pop. Like,
yeah.
she just, like, decided, okay, I'm
yeah.
switching to pop.
That, like,
which was also, like,
crazy.
Not, like, a common
yeah.
thing to do. Like,
no.
she just, like...
Because, I mean, she, like, says that a lot in her documentary, Miss Americana. Like, she talks about how, like, being, like, a female artist, like, she constantly has to, like, change, like, the way she presents herself so that, like, she, like, continues, like, entertain people and keep people interested.
Yeah. So from there, I feel like every song, like, Style.
Every song is just
so good. That album is very underrated.
Yeah, like, Out of the Woods, Style, Wildest
Dream. Wildest Dream. Like, Wildest Dream still plays on the radio.
No, Wildest Dream versus Out for
Wildest Blank Space.
Blank Space.
I love Wildest Dreams.
I did a dance to Blank Space at the Stockton Talent Show.
Oh, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, no, I remember one day in third grade, my teacher playing Shake It Off because it was a really good message.
Yeah, no, it's just good for a little, like, I feel like it still plays at, like, Pump It Up and, like, all those, like,
Pump It Up
party.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, but when Pump It Up was still in business.
So then following 1989, she goes into hiding because this is, then, like, all the stuff goes down with Kanye and Kim with the Famous music video. We'll go into that later.
How long was she in Famous for, I mean, in hiding for?
Like 1989 came out. No, yeah. She, like, okay, well, that's the other thing about Reputation. It's, like, she went against, like, the every 2 years she comes out with an album. Like, it was just literally, like, everything was new. Like,
because 1989 was, that what, was 20...
Yeah, that was 2014. Yeah, 2014. And then Reputation was 2017.
Yeah, because then she was into hiding all the
What'd
drama.
What'd she even
happens.
Do during hiding?
Nothing.
She just, like...
They would, like... She would literally shove herself inside suitcases and they'd wheel her around so people wouldn't see her.
She probably like, she needed that.
No, yeah.
Like, she was literally in the spotlight.
She was finally out of
the
spotlight,
was,
exactly.
Yeah, and she was, like, going through, like, personal stuff, like, Miss Americana, and talking about, like, reading disorder
this was,
and stuff.
The very time when she comes out of hiding, she goes to the Met Gala with Tom Hiddleston, and then that's where she meets Joe Alwyn, and
her now boyfriend.
So Reputation, I mean, we'll detail more of, like, the drama and her hiding situation in that episode, so that album, I mean, Look What You Made Me Do, like, I remember
that
like,
was seeing,
she deleted everything off of her Instagram, and I just
and
remember like, I remember in sixth grade going on and just like, what is this, like, this is crazy.
No, and then I remember like the video, and I was like to my mom, I was like, oh my god, like, look at this. And I thought she was like really weird because her hair
was like
white. I thought she'd gone to like the dark side.
That's what I was like, because I used to like
the whole world was talking about
it. My sister and I used to consider like, oh, this celebrity like went crazy, like she went crazy. Like Lady Gaga went crazy, like Katy Perry went, Britney Spears. I was like, oh my god, Taylor Swift has finally
gone
crazy.
Side.
But no, it ended up
she was
being
fine.
Such
a, and I remember I thought it was so weird because she was like sitting in a bathtub full of diamonds with like, and she was doing like finger guns. That's just like,
and I mean,
all I remember.
Look What You Made Me Do obviously is iconic for what it is, like, but it's not that great of a song.
It's also not that popular.
I think Ready For It is a good song though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other big single on Reputation.
Getaway Car is really underrated.
Getaway Car is amazing.
Not like, I don't know if it's underrated. I just feel like not. I think people that have heard it love it.
Exactly.
But it should have been.
I love it because that literally tells like her and Joe meeting.
Yeah.
I just think it's so cute. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my god, Don't Blame Me. Like, hearing that live.
Oh, Don't Blame Me. Oh my god.
Oh, and also, actually, that might be the song I'm talking about.
This is why we can't have nice things. It's just so fun.
Wait, what's that song that I love from Reputation? It might be Don't Blame Me.
King of My Heart.
Okay, I like
King
of My Heart.
King of My Heart's good. Endgame, meh. Okay. So moving on, we'll talk more about this.
Then, yeah, I actually want to see what it is.
Literally. Okay. In like, what was it, 2019? So this was 2 years later.
I think it's Don't Blame Me.
Okay. She releases Lover. And okay, so for me personally, when Lover came out, that started my like thing where every single time she releases an album, like, I have to stay up till midnight and listen to the whole thing. And I remember specifically when Lover came out, like, I was in Disney World and I was like sitting in the hotel bed, just literally sitting there listening. I was exhausted. Like, I listened to every single song.
See, how can you just like, I just can't sit down and just listen to a song fully through.
Because it's so exciting.
Like, I need to, especially
for the attention span of like,
okay, but especially like, even if like, I can only listen to a song fully through if I actually know it. Like, I can't just listen to it and be like,
no,
oh, this is so
that.
Good. I would have to listen to it, like, in the car or something. Like, that's how I listen to Midnights, like, when Ella would play in the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did do that. Uh-huh. Also, with Lover, like, that kind of became, like, when, like, her Easter eyes were, like, really prominent. Like,
that was her first album that she released, like, owning herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, all this stuff. Like, suddenly her Instagram feed shifts from, like, black and snakes and, like, really, like, creepy to, like, pink pastel,
whimsical,
like butterflies. Yeah. That's literally it. And she drops the you need to come
no I remember
me
she
first.
Drops me first and
me
we
first.
Were sleeping over in my basement and we're like, oh my, Taylor Swift dropped a new song and we're listening to it, and
was
we're
I
like
there?
Oh. We were like,
I do
oh,
remember
god.
That
but like, honestly, unpopular opinion, I like me.
I like it. No, I would really like it if Brendon Urie were in it.
I don't mind him.
I think the music video is so fun to watch.
Yeah, all the lines
so aesthetically
pleasing. But Me and You Need to Calm Down, they're just like happy songs.
And then
there's something wrong
with that. So iconic when her and Katy Perry are in the video at the end, like, because that ended their beat.
It just seems like she's just like so free and just like happy, just like
Exactly. Like, and all the songs on Lover, and it's about, like, her relationship. She just seems like she's just, like, in, like, a great place. Also,
we'll talk about this later with, like, the Lover episode, but the Lover, like, song and music that introduced the Lover House. Like, the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, like, huge even now. So, Lover loved that. And then, not even a year later, she released... So, COVID happens, quarantine... Mm-hmm. And then
so
on
July, oh wait, there was gonna July so 23rd. There was gonna be Lover Fest, which is like
kind of, it was only like two locations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was two locations.
It wasn't gonna be like a big concert. It was gonna be like a
later. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll get into that later. But basically, the tour gets canceled because of COVID. So then, Truth Is Folklore on July 23rd of 2020. And
how do you remember that?
Because it's One Direction
10th anniversary. That was a very big day for me. But basically, like, literally no one was expecting that because, like, I feel like a lot of people who are, like, fans of both, like, One Direction and, like, Taylor, like, they were expecting, like, something to happen for their 10th anniversary, mm-hmm. but instead they wake up to, like, a new Taylor Swift album. Mm-hmm. And this album, like, it's not really about, like, anything. I mean, some songs I'm sure have to, like, do with her, but, like...
It wasn't a planned thing. It was just, like, she wrote all these songs.
But it's, like, so different from anything else that she's ever done.
It was, like, alternative yeah. indie, like... I
she also won album.
I don't like. I don't like Folklore and Evermore.
No, I'm okay with Folklore.
Okay, I like a couple songs.
Are just incredible.
But I just said Folklore. Like, I don't know. I just can't like. Again, like I can't just like sit through a sad like
Folklore.
Like,
I don't like Evermore
song
that
like that.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Then
I like August.
So then, literally that year in December, she releases Evermore.
Yeah.
Which their like sister album.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so, the same type of music.
And you did think about that? Like that's crazy. Like she released Lover.
Yeah. She was just writing so many songs.
Three albums within like less than 2 years.
Yeah.
But do you think that? Like, she had this... Do you think all, like, these two albums spurred just from quarantine? Or
yes,
do you think...
Yes, okay, when they weren't planned.
But then, like... Yeah, because honestly, I think all along she was planning Midnights because Midnights is kind of like the
sister
album.
No, definitely.
Yeah. But then following Evermore in April of that year... So now it's April of 2021. She releases Fearless, Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been, like, kind of teasing this... Like, back in, like, 2020,
coming.
We all knew that the re-recordings were coming. We just didn't know...
Oh, we forgot to mention. She, like, lost, like... She tried to change, like, record deals or whatever, and then, like, Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun, like, sold the rights to her music, so she wasn't able to use it, like, in tours. She wasn't able to, like she didn't have access to
it. No, wasn't
it
just, like, wasn't it just that, like, she wouldn't get paid if
no, she, like, literally couldn't
music?
Use it?
Well, she wouldn't get her music, but she also couldn't,
she
like,
couldn't use it at all. Like,
yeah.
If she
was
on
it
tour, she couldn't, and Miss Americana, there's no, like, none of those
And this
songs.
Is, like, literally her life's work.
It.
Like, yeah.
So,
then she announced
so she decides to re-record everything.
Yeah, so she like
didn't
like,
Spotify. Did I make this? I thought I saw on TikTok
that
like, Spotify
like
removed
choice.
All of like
no,
Spotify
no,
removed
did.
Fearless.
No, no, no. There
normal.
Was like a period of Fearless Normal maybe.
Yeah,
but I remember there's like a period of time when like her music like you couldn't listen to it on Spotify or like Musically when that was
mm-hmm.
a thing. Like you just couldn't access it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so
have it.
Fearless Taylor's version that comes out on April 20th. There were like a bunch of like. Lead ups to it, you know, like her
mm-hmm.
Easter eggs, like they teased Love Story in like a commercial with like Ryan Reynolds, I think,
mm-hmm.
and then like little things. So that had a
the
few
songs.
Songs
the songs mainly sound. I mean, we'll get more into this in the
no,
actual
her voice
thing, but there's like,
mature.
And then
yeah.
there's also Vault tracks, which are like new unreleased.
I mean, yeah, I hate to say it, but the Vault tracks. Just
I don't
aren't
like the Fearless Vault tracks.
I can't even think of one.
Besides,
I can't even think
fine,
of
fine, Joe
like,
Jonas, but like,
oh, I like Mr. Perfectly Fine, but that's
I remember it.
It
was just kind of an obsession for me because like it was still like the quarantine and like it was something exciting.
Yeah.
And then
she does Red, Taylor's version.
That was announced
next November.
In June of
2020. And those
Vault
tracks
are
really
good.
Incredible.
Oh
all 2L 10 minutes
so
version
good.
Is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
so
that
good.
Was, like, insane.
And the short film mm-hmm. and stuff, so then,
oh, my
yeah.
God, amazing. Yeah. And then, this was in
August
of 2022.
She announces
Midnights at the, what award show was it? Do you remember?
Mm.
I feel like it was the VMAs.
I think it was the VMAs,
yeah.
Okay.
She, like, comes out in, like, a
She's
very,
like, my
like,
new album
dress.
Will be out, like,
yeah,
whatever
October
soon.
20-something. Mm-hmm. And that album came out, yeah, October 2022. And it's just...
And then at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. she dropped,
oh my
like,
God.
What was it, 7? 8 more tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was 9 for some reason.
Because originally it was supposed to be 13 tracks, and then she, like, dropped, like,
I could
8 more.
I honestly
7.
Say the 3 a.m. tracks are better than the...
Oh,
which
yeah.
ones are... Like, I've never listened to them
from
separate.
Great War.
It's on the Great War, and then ends at...
Like, oh, I like... I love leader. Would've, Could've, Should've, but I don't know a lot of them.
High Infidelity.
Nope.
Okay. Later.
Fun fact... Bejeweled was my bat mitzvah theme.
No way Taylor copied you.
She copied me.
So then she had such good music videos mm-hmm. for that era. I mean, that era is still going on. And currently, there's a lot of speculation that Speak Now, Taylor's version, is coming next. She's been dropping so many Easter eggs.
Yeah, that ties into our next topic about So she is known for dropping, as Ella said, Easter eggs, which are basically like little like cryptic hints that she puts in like her videos, her Instagram, like all over, and like fans mm-hmm. like go crazy like mm-hmm. like deciphering all these codes,
like five holes on the fence.
Yeah, no, it's like crazy. It's like oh, ridiculous. she's holding. She is like what even, like there's like three people in this picture and like five in this, so that must mean like speaking also, out like they just count
the
stuff.
Days like she always releases stuff when the day adds up to 13 because 13 is her lucky number, because she said, she, this is a quote, I found this, okay. I was born on the 13th. I turned 13 on Friday the 13th. My album went gold in 13 weeks. My first song that ever went number one had a 13 second intro. Every time I've ever won an award in an award show, I've either been seated in the 13th row or row M, which is the 13th letter. When I won the Horizon Award at the CMA Awards, the producer came up to me when I was sound checking, and he said, all right, we're going to go in 13 seconds. So
that's kind of her thing.
And it's pretty much, like, anytime something, like, adds up to 13 or she has the 13, like, fans immediately, like, go crazy because it's, like, it has to mean something. I'm trying to think of what else, like...
Even if she just posts, like, an Instagram story, like people will go crazy.
Or, like, one of the current things is how... like, she, oh, yeah, so, like, right now, like, a known thing is, how, so, she, apparently, like, on her Instagram feed, fans have been noticing this, so she, like, curates her feed to, like, match the aesthetic of an album or era, so, like, right now, we're in midnight, so it's, like, kind of, like, I don't know,
it was, like bluish, brown, like, silver, retro,
yeah, like, very, like, that vibe, and right now, so, the Lavender Haze music video was just released, but at the same time, like, literally the last six posts are all like very purple and bright. Purple is literally the color of Speak Now. So now fans think, oh, Speak Now, it's coming. It's just like how at like the end of the Lover era, the feed slowly started getting a little darker. Next thing you know, it's Folklore. It got like browner. Next thing you know, it's Evermore. And then like it started.
And then also she like posts like nine posts that add up to the album cover. So every like whenever that's lined up, the fans get
suspicious. They call it, say, the grid's lined up.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think one of the big ones. Oh, yeah. There were definitely more, but it's fine. We'll get into those, like, when they, like, apply to each album later.
Okay. Okay, so then our last thing that we're going to cover for today. So, like, yes, she's written, what, like, 10 albums plus
10 studio
albums. Yeah. But she also, like, she's written so much for, like, other people and songs for movies and stuff. So she's also acted in a lot of movies. She's been in Valentine's Day. She was in New Girl in an episode.
Oh, she was in, Elaine. Wait, why can't
she's in The Lorax. She's in The Giver.
What else?
There was in, she was in, I swear she was in something.
The Hannah Montana movie, and then Cats, which was, that was something.
Can I just say, her in Valentine's Day is so good. I mean, that's one of my, like, favorite rom-coms. But it was, like, her, like, when she was in high, I don't know if it's when she was in high school. No, it was later. Like, but, like, she plays a high school student dating Taylor Lautner, like, his character. And, like, at the time, the Taylors were dating. So it's just, it was, like, a very cute thing for fans to see them on, like, screen together. And then she also had two songs featured in that that weren't on albums. That was, Today Was a Fairy Tale and Jump Then Fall. So that was, like,
Jump Then Fall, wasn't that? Wait, but that was on Fearless originally.
Then I don't, maybe it wasn't Jump Then Fall.
It was probably, oh, was it the throwing pet? I don't know that song name.
No.
At the door? Other side of the door?
No. I feel like it was Jump Then Fall. Whatever. We'll figure that out later. But either way, those are on Fearless Taylor's version. But, like, I remember, like, hearing Today Was a Fairy Tale for the first time before it was on Fearless Taylor's version. Like, I loved it.
Ella cried tears of joy.
Yeah. And then songs she's written for others.
Well, and then more songs. Like, these are her singing, but, like, she sang Crazier in the Hannah Montana movie.
So good.
Mm-hmm. She sang Safe and Sound, Eyes Open, and Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Me next.
Okay, go. Who said next one?
She sang I Don't Want to Live Forever in 50 Shades Darker.
And that was with Zayn.
With Zayn.
Beautiful Ghosts and
Make Cavity
from Catch Me Neither.
Yeah, I like those.
Only the Young, Miss Americana. Wait, that's her.
I know, that's hers.
But okay.
But she wrote it
and
for
then
the
Carolina is Where the Crawdads Sing.
That just came out last year. It's so good. And that's up for a Grammy
is up next week. Yeah. And then she wrote for, like, Montana. For Miley Cyrus, she wrote You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home. Like, she wrote that.
Really?
She wrote...
Wow.
She wrote... This Is What You Came For Calvin Harris.
Really?
And she, like... You can hear her...
That's so not up her alley.
Like,
what?
Her vocals are
did
in
that. Did she date Calvin Harris or did she make it up? Okay.
So that was, I think that was why. Wait, did she write that when they were dating? Or?
Probably. That'd be kind of awkward if she was writing when they were exes.
Yeah, that's true.
We're done, but I'll write you a song.
And then just, so she's been able to make, like, a huge, and then she was also in the movie. She acted in New Amsterdam that came out like this past fall.
No way, New Amsterdam. I don't know what New Amsterdam is.
Or maybe just Amsterdam. I don't know.
I don't know what Amsterdam
is. I know who's in Amsterdam right now.
Okay, so then also just an overview of her. So she, I mean, this is extremely impressive. She's had 46 Grammy nominations and 11 wins. I mean, she's up for a lot. I mean, next week, yeah, this coming weekend.
Oh my God, the Grammys.
Yeah.
We can recap that in the next episode.
Yeah, we'll start it off by recapping. Yeah, we can. If she wins anything, if she doesn't, that's hopefully awkward.
I mean, I think she always does well with Album of the Year and like Song of the Year.
Wait, so what's up for Album of the Year? Midnight?
I know. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Red.
No, Red TV.
Oh, no, she isn't up for Album of the Year.
No, yeah, she's not.
Sorry.
Midnight will be next year. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Ellie, you're such a liar.
No, she's up for, like, something with... Yeah, she's up for Song of the Year for All Too Well 10-minute version.
And then that, Carolina. That's,
she has Carolina. Country Song for I Bet You Think About Me.
Oh, good.
I love that song. Maybe?
What?
Music video for the short film, I think. The short film's nominated for
something. No, they don't do music video at the Grammys.
What?
It's not a thing. That's like VMAs.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should know that, Jillian.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so.
That's basically it.
That's a lot about Taylor.
So the next episode, we're going to be talking about debut. And then the following episodes, we're just going to be going through every album.
Yeah, so thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed. And
we'll see you next time.
Stream Taylor Swift.
Thank you. Are you ready for it?